You can learn resilience dealing with adversity at any age. As with optimism, resilience is a set of skills you learn through practice. No one escapes life without adversity. You may envy someone who appears to be golden, but eventually they too will face something terrible. In midlife, there are the problems of relationships growing distant, divorce, floundering children, aging parents, health challenges, career disappointments. We're going to all need resilience. Research shows resilience depends on the skills of optimism, reframing the story, refusing to personalize the problem, remembering how you've overcome past challenges, getting and giving support, and deliberately taking breaks from stress. Now, optimism is a choice. Decide to find something hopeful in the challenge rather than deciding to allow yourself to give up, sink into despair, throw up your hands, and see your life is over. Even when you have little control over the outcome, you will handle the stress better if you think about the challenge as something doable instead of something impossible. Much of resilience comes from reframing your story. Instead of framing this heavy problem as the worst thing that could have happened to me, the resilient person frames the story in the most hopeful way, taking all the realistic factors into consideration and finding meaning in how to walk through it. A cancer diagnosis is terrifying, but also an opportunity to show your children how to cope well with a health challenge. Going through a divorce you don't want is heartbreaking and can be an opportunity to create a lifestyle that might be more satisfying than living with someone who doesn't want to be with you. It seems so simple and gimmicky to think you could influence your ability to endure stress simply by how you frame the problem. But the frame is critical to how you feel while dealing with the problem. It's the difference between believing you can get through this and believing this is going to destroy you. It's a big difference. For KUNR, this is Dr. Rebecca Jankovich.